Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Kremosta into the double team at top. Moronic. Connor leaves it off for Saborin. Wilkie has it. Knocked out of his hands, but Saborin's there. Up top, Connor Moronic, and he'll hit his first three of the ball game. And that is the ninth three of the contest for Ravenna.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament featuring Overton, Loup City, Centura, and the host Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Left side of the key, crossover dribble. Bounce pass up top, Olmstead saw it coming. This time it's Zach with the steal and in for the layup. He'll score and a foul to go along with it.
It's Championship Tuesday in Ravenna, and the Jays play in both contests. First, the girls will battle Loup City, then it's the Battle of Ones, as C2 top-ranked Ravenna battles D1 top-ranked Overton. It's the Blue Jay Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live for Ravenna with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Ravenna High School. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as our continuing coverage of high school basketball takes us to the championship games here this afternoon and this evening at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Up first, it's our girls' championship. The Ravenna Lady Jays are the mainstay here, but this year they're going to take on the Loup City Lady Red Raiders, and Loup City's girls are off to one of their best starts in a long, long time. They're 5-3, got a win against Overton yesterday, and are still looking for that first signature win of the year, but they're going to get a shot today against Ravenna, who didn't have to play yesterday. Again, the story is that the girls are down at the Florida Holiday Tournament. They got beat there by a Tennessee team today by 10, but nobody was able to fill in their spot, so Ravenna got a bye, and they're playing in the championship. Then the tight at 6:15 should be a great boys game. The top-ranked team in C2, Ravenna, hosting the top-ranked team in D1, Overton. But up first, the girls' championship, Loup City and Ravenna. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time at Five Points Bank. For the visiting Loup City Lady Red Raiders, number 4, the 5'7 sophomore Morgan McDonald. Number 20 is a 5'6 senior Shelby Spilling. Number 30 is a 6-foot junior Ashley Hall. Number 32 is a 5'11 senior Michelle Kringle. And number 44, a 5'8 senior Brooke Henry. Head coach of the Red Raiders, Tara Arnold, assisted by Jim Reeves, sitting at 5-3 on the year. For Ravenna, number 5 is a 6-foot senior, Hunter Hilge. Number 10 is a 5'3 senior, Jesse Marvichka. Number 14 is a 5'3 junior, Maggie Matenka. Number 31, a 5'5 senior, Taylor Hanna. Number 34, a 5'7 senior, J.C. Zorb. Head coach of the Lady Jays, Jeff Dober, assisted by Noah Malsby, Paul Anderson, and Dale Zorb. They're 4-2. And that's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip it off next.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Loup City's going to win the tip, but they immediately turn it over. And so here comes Ravenna. Jesse Marvichka is going to cast up the three. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Morgan McDonald. Loup City's going to have to control the boards and stay out of foul trouble as Brooke Henry brings the ball up the floor. Going to be called for a travel trying to go through the double team. Loup City yesterday got 45 rebounds against an inexperienced and a fairly young beat-up Overton team. While Ravenna, maybe a little more energized if they didn't have to play yesterday, only getting this one game during the holiday break. Or maybe they're uninterested, have too many other things going on. Let's see what happens in this basketball game. If they work it around the perimeter, Loup City plays zone. That's what they play. Ravenna likes to shoot the ball from the outside, so maybe that plays into their hands a little bit, as Tara Arnold told us at halftime of the boys' game. That's a chance that they're going to have to take and hope that they can play good enough defense and get the rebounds to stay in this basketball game, because they don't like the place being pushed more than what they do. Now, Brooke Henry, who has been playing since a freshman year, can get the job done as Mateka fires the three. It's no good, and Morgan McDonald has another rebound. So far, the Loup City plan has worked on the first two possessions, but they've turned it over twice and have yet to get a shot. Michelle Kringle with it on the left wing. Guarded there by Hilgi, who comes out and plays her at the three-point arc. It is man-to-man by Ravenna. That's what they do all the time and have enough kids that they can sub in and out to take care of business. Ball up top there. They'll get it into the hands of Shelby Spilinek, and we've got another travel as they get it over to Kringle, and that'll be the third Loup City turnover in three possessions. So we played a minute and a half. Loup City has yet to get a shot up. And a lot of things that you try to learn on and get better at, even though they've got five wins for Loup City. Those wins have come against teams that Anselmo Murtis 3-4, then Pleasanton 1 win, Litchfield no wins, North Loup Scotia 1 win, Overton 1 win. So that's what the story is. As the ball's knocked away, it's still loose and finally stolen away. Shelby Spilnick stayed with it the whole time. She threw it back in and went right to a Ravenna player who dropped it. And now Kringle's going to try a three, and it's off the mark. The rebound brought down by Jesse Marvichka. Up the floor they come. Outlet pass, try to get it to Taylor Hand, and it's off her hand and out of bounds. So Ravenna with back-to-back turnovers. Into the ball game for the Lady Jays for the first time is going to be Gracie McDowell. So Grace gets back into the ball game. As Coach Thober, again, has a team that can play a lot of kids. They'll put the pressure on. It's knocked away by Taylor Hand, picked up by Marvichka, and the steal is made. McDowell into the right-hand corner. 17-footer up and in by Jesse Marvichka, and the first points of the ball game come at the 5:41 mark for Ravenna, and they lead it by a score of 2-0. Loup City with a basketball. They move from right to left. Ravenna from left to right against the man-to-man. They'll give it to Michelle Crankland on the right side. Try to lob it into Brooke Henry. They overthrow her in the ball. Knocked away. Five Loup City turnovers on six possessions. Fast break. Nice bounce pass by Marvichka, but Hilgi missed the short jumper, and the rebound comes down to Ashley Hull. Gives it off to Spilnick. Long outlet pass. Kringle runs the floor. Saves it into Hull, who can't handle it. It's going to be Taylor Hand to get the steal, and then a foul on Brooke Henry as everybody was out of position there. And Loup City does not want to have to run with Ravenna, and that is what's happening right now. Brooke Henry with the first foul of this basketball game, and Ravenna will bring into the ball game Alisa Pekka, who's playing her first action of the year. She had been out for the first part of the season and now gets to suit up and play a little basketball here. Also checking in is Mackenzie Muehlbach, and a three at the top of the key by Mateka is no good. Crashing the board, Carissa Finke gets the rebound, and another opportunity to Pekka, kicks it out, Finke, and it's knocked away by Brooke Henry. Yesterday, Brooke had 20 points to lead the way for Loup City. She can shoot the three, but against this man-to-man, I'm doubting she's going to get many of those opportunities. We'll have to see her maybe drive in a little bit more. As the inbounds passes to Mateka, didn't look to shoot the three. They're trying to set it up in the left-hand wing for Pekka. She's covered and back out top. It comes against this Red Raider 2-3 zone. Now another three-pointer on the way by Finke. It's no good. 0-4 from beyond the arc. Brooke Henry with the rebound. Outlet pass right wing. Gets it to Spilnick. Spilnick over to Kringle. Kringle, top of the circle. Hilgi's on the bench. Loup City has the height. Let's see if they get it inside. Well, they do, but to one of their shorter players in McDonald, and her shot is going to be blocked as it goes out of bounds. Or we're going to get a foul. We're going to get a foul called here on Ravenna. Looks like that might be on Finke. Let's wait and see. First foul of the game on the Blue Jays. It's going to be on J.C. Zorb, her first. And on the inbound to Henry, left-hand corner, 15-footer is on the way, just a tad too strong, and the rebound brought down by Pekka. Pekka pushes the ball up the floor, left-hand corner, Finke's open from 10, her shot won't go. Ball deflected, back out towards Pekka. She'll come into the lane and just get clocked by Ashley Hull, and down to the ground she goes. And a couple of free throws coming up as players got tangled up in the lane. Of course, Loop City and Ravenna just down the road from each other, so even in the old days, these kids would have known each other, and so they do here. And at the line, after the foul was called on Hall, will be Alisa Pekka. And the free throw up and in for her first point of the season, and it's 3-0. Ravenna getting a lot of shots outside, but none of them have gone in yet. Jesse Marvichka, the only bucket of the ball game. Second free throw on the way, and Pekka hits them both. And it's 4-0 in favor of the Lady Jays, and that lets them put the pressure on. They get it to Spilnick. She'll get it back to Henry. Those will be the two that want to handle the basketball, and along with McDonald. Henry into the front court, picks her dribble up, bounce pass over to Spilnick. Right side, McDonald's wide open, and her shot is on the way. No good. Ball is pulled down by Zorb. Jacy pushes the ball up the floor, stops at the free throw line to the right side. Pekka going to fire the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound. McDonald reaches in and ties up Muehlbach. And the arrow's going to point the way of the Blue Jays. 3:34 to go here in the first quarter, and it's 4-0 in our girls' championship game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Loup City. Don't forget, always the web, kkpr.com. First quarter of our girls' game. And after a 30-28 boys' consolation, fans hope to see a little bit of scoring here, although the Loup City girls do want to keep it a low-scoring game. I would love to keep Ravenna under 40 points, but right now it's not going to matter if they can't get on the board. And Ravenna turns it over for the third time, just throwing over the top there of Finke, trying to get it out to the wing. College football will get going in about an hour on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We've got a college football doubleheader. West Virginia, North Carolina State in the Dance Sports Bowl. Missouri, Iowa in the inside bowl after that. And Ravenna's going to be whistled for a foul, trying to put on the pressure at the half court. And that'll be the second personal foul or team foul on Ravenna, evening things up. Carissa Finke with her first personal foul. Lob it in from midcourt to McDonald on the right wing, and Marvichka just reached in and picked her pocket. And up the floor comes Jesse. Long outlet pass to Finke, and it is too strong for and out of bounds it goes. So right now Ravenna's got to slow it down a little bit, and Coach Jeff Dober is going to bring in four new faces, players that have been in before, but when you can rotate 9, 10 girls, and it looks like the rotation tonight is 9, you can bring a bunch back in. If that's what they do, Marvichka the only one that stays in. Inbounds pass comes to Henry against the full court to Rademacher, who checked in. Down low, good pass to Kringle, and they break the press and score. Well, that was a good-looking press break and finish for Loup City, and they're on the board. It took them 5 minutes. It's 4-2. Marvichka a three in transition. It is no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by McDowell. And back up top they go. Marvichka right corner tries another three. That is an air ball. And out of bounds it goes. You don't see that very often from Jess. But it did find its way out of bounds. And Loup City will have to throw the basketball in. Red Raiders will get across the timeline. Ravenna didn't get much of a press on that time. Spilnick down to the baseline to Abby Rademacher. Rademacher guarded there by Matejkin, the man-to-man. Now they get it off Spilnick, tries the baseline, switches hands, the left-hand shot no good, and it goes out of bounds off Ravenna. 4-2 your score in favor of Ravenna, but not much has been going on here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass, they'll try and lob it inside. Ashley Hull got it from Rademacher, and she will be fouled. So Ashley will go to the line and shoot two. Chance to tie it up here for Loup City. And maybe, even though they're starting slow offensively, if they can get things going here and keep Ravenna down and give them some confidence, as the foul was called on McDowell, her first, she'll check out, and Zorb will come back in. First free throw by Hull was no good. Second free throw is good. So Ashley gets 1-2, and it's 4-3 Ravenna. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. On the right side, Marvichka. Back up top, they'll give it to Matejka. Matejka between the circles. Lobs it into the left-hand corner to Marvichka. Against that 2-3 zone, Ravenna really hasn't had to try to drive in yet. And Hilgi got it once and wasn't able to finish. Hunter comes up to the high post. Matejka fires the three and hits it. Maggie Matejka, just a quick-firing three, and after 7 had missed, the 8th one goes in for the Jays, and they're up by 4 at 7-3. Loup City breaks the press but gets too deep, has to throw it back out into the paint, turns it over for the 8th time. Ravenna wants to run. Taylor Hand will have to come out and grab the ball on the left hand and draw the double dribble. She thought she was fouled. It's going to be a double dribble. So 5 turnovers for Ravenna, 8 for Loup City here in the first quarter. Kind of what you would have expected yesterday. Loup City playing yesterday, Ravenna not that first game after the break. So Ravenna a little sluggish getting out of the gate here in this holiday tournament. First game for them. With it up top is going to be Brooke Henry, and reaching in, committing the foul will be Taylor Hand. Her first, team's fourth. Minute and a half to go here in this first quarter of play as Abby Rademacher will take the inbounds pass. They clear it out for Brooke Henry, trying to move on Taylor Hand to the baseline. Fires up the 10-footer, no good. Hildy will pull down the rebound, her first of the ball game for Ravenna. And up the floor, they come in a hurry. Pekka squares for three in the right-hand corner. It is no good. Ball pulled down by Henry, and another foul called. Action was underneath, but the whistle came out at the side of the key. Hildy going to be called for her first foul. And into the ball game, here comes another set of subs for Ravenna, including Cassie Schirmer for the first time. Also in, Mackenzie Muehlbach, and Finke returns. Pekka stays in, and J.C. Zorb is on the floor. Loup City basketball, get it to Morgan McDonald. McDonald stopped in the backcourt to Brooke Henry. Henry across the timeline, gets it in the left-hand corner to Sarah Bander, who has checked in for the Red Raiders. Henry, skip pass over to McDonald on the weak side, right side on Schirmer. Under a minute to go here in the quarter, 7-3 Ravenna. Brooke Henry about out of real estate and is out of real estate. Steps on the sideline in front of the Ravenna bench. We knew this would be the story coming in for Loup City. They'd have to take care of the basketball, and they are not doing it. 9 turnovers here in the quarter. Their defense has been solid, and Ravenna's not making shots. Finske, with a hand in her face, shoots the three and is fouled. Rademacher bumped into her after she let it go, and a chance for the rare 4-point play for Carissa Finske. The foul on number 40, Abby Rademacher, her first. And the free throw is up and in. So a 4-point play for Carissa Finke, and that will give them a little breathing room here at 11-3. Up the floor, Brooke Henry across the timeline. They're all over her. Picks her dribble up, bounce pass to McDonald. McDonald in the right-hand corner, picks her dribble up. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Lobs it over to Bander, and now finally to Rademacher. Try to get it to McDonald. Schirmer reaches around, knocks it away. It goes out of bounds, and it will stay with Loup City with 14 seconds to go here in the first quarter of our girls' championship game at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. McDonald, unguarded, throws it in, and it's deflected away out of bounds again. So they'll do it again. McDonald to throw it in. Goes out towards midcourt to Kringle. Michelle with the catch, just holding the ball. Wants to dribble, guarded there by Muehlbach. 7 seconds, gets it to Brooke Henry, who hasn't scored. Henry going to throw up a three here, and it's off the front of the iron, no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. And after one, it's Ravenna 11, Loup City 3 in our girls' championship. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12 yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. I want to thank Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the fine folks, as always, for their hospitality. Girls' championship after one, Ravenna 11 and Loup City 3. Loup City will get the ball to start the second quarter. They had 9 turnovers in the first quarter, but Ravenna had 5 rebounds. 9 Ravenna, 6 Loup City. Ravenna was 2 of 10 from three-point land. Loup City 0 of 2. And now Ashley Hall has the basketball as the starters are back there on the floor for the Red Raiders. Kringle, top of the circle, gets in the paint, and coming around on the double team, it is stripped away. Foul called on Ravenna as Jesse Marvichka got her on the arm. Her first, but already the sixth team foul now for Ravenna. And Loup City will shoot free throws. Michelle Kringle has the only field goal of the ball game, and that came in a fast break, break the press. And the free throw by Kringle is on the way, and it is in. 3 points for Michelle. Carissa Finke, who was fouled on a made three-pointer, got a four-point play, and she leads Ravenna in scoring. Kringle's second free throw up and in. If they can get her going, they could have a chance in this basketball game. But yesterday for Kringle, just 6 points against Overton. Again, they don't really utilize the height advantage that they have in the post, as you would expect. At least they didn't do it yesterday and haven't had many opportunities to try to do it today because they've been turning it over. 11-5, and Ravenna gets their first crack, and a three-pointer on the way. Taylor Hand, it's no good. Hilgey battling for the rebound, but it's going to be knocked away, and Michelle Kringle will have her first here for Loup City. Kringle, the 5'11 senior. She and Brooke Henry have seen plenty of playing time here over the last couple of 3 years for the Red Raiders. Up top with it is going to be Spilnick. Gets it to McDonald. Ravenna really trying to double the ball at all times. Up to Sarah Bander. Sarah gives it off. Right side Spilnick. And with Brooke Henry on the bench resting, Rademacher on the bench resting, and so is Henry not getting many shots off. There's McDonald firing it up, no good. And it's punched out of bounds by Loup City. Now Henry will re-enter the ball game and Bander back in. 6:36 to go here in the first half. Low scoring girls game. 11-5. Ravenna has the lead. At the half, we'll recap the earlier game. Centura boys hitting a shot at the buzzer to win, 30-28. And we'll look at the boys' championship as well. The three-pointer is on the way. No good by Mateka. And a foul on Hunter Hilby going over the back, trying to pull down the rebound. And Loup City may have a chance to score some points from the free throw line here because they will shoot free throws the rest of the half. We have 6:25 to go, and Michelle Kringle will be headed to the line to shoot the 1-1. She made a couple a minute ago. Now we'll try and do the same here. And the first free throw by Kringle is going to be in and out. No good. Brooke Henry got the rebound, missed the putback. And it's pulled down by J.C. Zorb. To the other end they go. But take it, top of the circle. Didn't take him long to get there. Over to Taylor Hand on the left wing against this zone defense here by the Red Raiders, which has been working a little bit. Skip pass up top to Taylor Hand to Mateka. Mateka comes into the paint, gets it down the low block to Muehlbach. Now in the corner to Pekka for the three. Off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Taylor Hand. Up top, Mateka fires the three and hits it. Maggie Mateka has two of the three threes that Ravenna has made in this ball game, and the lead is 9, 14-5. Throw over the top of the press to Kringle. Kringle now is going to take it to the hoop, and the runner is up and in. Kringle knew what to do, throwing over the top of the press. She went and got it and scored, and she has got 6 of her team's 7 points. 14-7, Ravenna. Loup City gets back on defense. Ravenna gets it down low. First shot, no good. Second shot is good by Tracy Zor, who rebounded her own miss and gets her first bucket of the ball game. So offense maybe picking up a little bit here as Brooke Henry tries to bring it all the way up herself, draws some contact, fires underneath, wide open for the jumper, McDonald. As Ravenna overplays the ball, Brooke Henry made him pay, and Morgan McDonald with her first bucket. 16-9, Ravenna. 5:10 to go here in the first half. And the ball between the circles here for the Blue Jays. Jesse Marvichka bounce pass high post. Zorb double team. They try and tie her up. Ooh, and a walk called on Zorb trying to get away there from the double and triple team. And we've got a timeout on the floor here called by Loup City. So with 4:59 to go in the first half, it is Ravenna 16, Loup City 9. Full-length timeout. We'll be back in a minute.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from Certified Techs, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Joe's Market in Loup City is proud to support the area athletes.
And out of Loup City timeout, the ball will get into Morgan McDonald. Dribbles around the double team on the press. They get it down low to Kringle, who tries a back door bounce pass to Hull. It's kicked. Just trying to make about a two-foot pass there through the lane. Too many people in the lane. Ravenna kicks it out of bounds. Loup City to throw it in. Shelby Spilnick gets it to Henry. They can't get the steal, so Henry's open, but her nine-footer won't go. Rebound brought down by Mackenzie Muehlbach. Henry yet to score, the leading scorer for this ball club. And now a walk called on Ravenna, their second of the quarter. And back over to the Red Raiders. 16-9 Ravenna, 4:40 to go here in the first half of our girls' championship game at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Earlier, Centura won the boys' game. Consolation, 30-28. Ravenna and Overton will play in the boys' championship at 6:15. As Fakey dives on the floor and makes the steal. 10th turnover for Loup City. Left wing, Pekka looks at the three. Head fake, dribbles to the baseline. Nowhere to go there. And as she's sandwiched, a little too much hands for the Red Raiders, and the foul going to be called on Morgan McDonald. Her first and the fourth team foul here on Loup City. Listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you. As always, a big thanks to our many fine sponsors. And then tomorrow and Thursday, we'll be at the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Amherst plays Ainsworth. Kearney Catholic plays North Platte St. Pat's in opening round action. Right now, Ravenna with the basketball. Swing it left side. Three-pointer fired and hit by Carissa Finke. So Finke has two. Mateka has two. And that's 12 of the 19 points here for Ravenna. Loup City now down by 10, 19-9, and trouble in the backcourt. The ball not stolen away. Thought it was going to be. Hall gets it off to Kringle. Kringle puts up the little runner off the wrong foot that time, and it rattles in and out. No good. McDowell with the rebound. Up ahead they go to Pekka. Alyssa puts it up and hits it. Another three-pointer by Alyssa Pekka. And when Ravenna warms up, it doesn't take long to get the lead. That's three in a row now to make it 22-9. Henry breaks the press, got it down low to McDonald, and McDowell will foul her from behind. McDowell trying to catch up as quick as she could, and Morgan McDonald will go to the line and shoot two. 6-0 run here with a couple of threes by Ravenna. Takes the lead out to 22-9. And Morgan McDonald, first free throw of the ball game, is up and in. Checking in now for Loup City is Fander and Abby Rademacher. Zorb re-enters, and so does Marvichka for Ravenna. But Kringle is going to check out now for Loup City. With 3:26 remaining here in the first half, the free throw is up and in. So McDonald hits them both. She's got 4 points, and it's 22-11 Ravenna. Quickly up the floor, Peck in the corner. First thing they look for is the three. That time covered, so they'll kick it back up top to Marvichka. Flashing into the paint is Finke. She's covered. Now Carissa comes out and takes it on the left wing. Back to the right side of the key they go. Red Raiders playing tight zone defense. They'll come out and play that ball. Skip it, Marvichka. Ravenna trying to break him down with the quick passes. Muehlbach trying to post up. Instead, a shot down low is blocked by McDonald on the attempt of Marvichka, and Loup City travels trying to get the ball up the floor. Back in, Taylor Hand and Maggie Mateka for the Ravenna Lady Jays, leading it 22-11 with 2:54 to go here in the first half on Classic Hits. The Blue Jays have already attempted 16 three-pointers, and they've hit their last three, so after a very cold start, missing their first seven, they've warmed up, and the ball will come inside to Zorb, and Zorb in the paint will get the shot up. And in 24-11, now a steal on the pressure. Taylor Hand can't get the shot to go. And a foul on the rebound. And that's going to go on Brooke Henry. And for Brooke, that'll be her second personal foul. 15 foul. And Ravenna will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Loup City subbing in. Brooke with those two fouls comes out. And coming back in will be Kringle and Spilnick. Because if you're going to put Henry on the bench, you got to have somebody that can shoot the ball. And those would be the two that could do it along with McDonald. Nothing off the inbounds here for the Blue Jays. Tapped away, Rademacher, picked back up by Mateka. And Maggie has it between the circles, over to Marvichka. Play and catch with Jesse on the left side of the key. Now lob it into the left-hand corner to Taylor Hand. 2:20 to go in the half, 24-11. Try to get it into Zorb. Can't pick it up cleanly. They'll kick it back out in the corner to Hand. Swing it all the way back up top and reverse it right side to Mateka. Puts the ball on the floor. Gets into the paint. Double team. Kicks it out to Marvichka for three and another one home. Jesse Marvichka hits the three. Four in a row by Ravenna from outside the arc. 27-11. McDonald comes all the way. Forces the shot. No good. Got her own rebound. Put back. No good. And then we've got a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Ravenna. Back in for the Lady Jays is going to be McDowell. And she'll inbound it. Get it in the hands of Mateka. And up the floor comes Ravenna, who was up 11-3 at the end of one and have hit four threes here in this quarter to open up the margin a little bit. They now lead it by 16. Marvichka dribbles to the right side of the key into the double team, goes to the baseline. Mühlbach, who quickly kicks it back out, reverse it left side to Taylor Hand. Minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. Marvichka back to Mateka, to Hand, seeing who can get the open shot. Now McDowell's open down low and coming over to block the shot. Will be Michelle Kringle, blocked it out of bounds. Now checking in for Loop City, Alexa Gock, a freshman who did not see action in yesterday's game, but comes in here with a minute 23 to go in the second quarter. McDowell fires it inside, and Kringle blocks another shot of Mateka, and this time she'll come away with a basketball. Loop City brings it across the timeline with Vander. Gives it to Kringle between the circles, handling the ball. She'll try and fire it to Spilnick, but stepping in front to make the steal. And coming the other way, Mateka. Short jumper, no good. Long rebound comes out to Kringle. And Kringle headed up the floor, has it taken away by Taylor Hand. And then Kringle just kept going for it and commits the foul. That'll be the first foul on Michelle Kringle. Trying to run down that slinky of a basketball that time. Nobody could really ever grab it. Whole new host of folks coming in for the Blue Jays with just under a minute to go here. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. So stay with us on Classic Hits as Cassie Shermer brings it across the timeline to Finke. McDowell's out there, Pekka's out there, and Zorb is out there. And a three-pointer Shermer, top of the circle, and they finally miss one. It's no good. Kringle gets her fourth rebound. She'll give it off to Abby Rademacher, who brings it up on the right side. Across the timeline, dribbles right into Shermer, and Shermer takes it away. Turnover number 15 for Loop City. 30 seconds to go. Good hustle by Skolnick at the other end. She steps in front, deflects the ball, and Ravenna turns it over for the eighth time. 22 seconds to go. Skolnick with it. Loop City is looking for a shot, and instead there's a big collision out front, and the foul is going to be called on Zorb, who might have been there first, but since she never got possession of the ball, they're going to call JC for the foul. And that will mean free throws here for Loop City. And Kringle is going to go to the line and shoot the one and one. Ninth team foul. Kringle 2 of 3 at the line. She's got 6 points. 19 seconds to go here in the first half. And Zorb's going to come over to the bench with her second foul, but probably more to get a few of those cobwebs cleaned out after that collision. And Kringle now ready to shoot the free throws. The first one is on the way, and it's bouncing off the rim twice. Won't go. Offensive rebound. Brooke Henry back up, and it won't go, but she draws the foul. And now Brooke will go to the line and shoot two. 19 seconds still here in quarter number two. The foul was called on Mackenzie Mühlbach, her first free throw. Henry up and in, and that's Brooke's first point of the basketball game. So defensively, Ravenna has accomplished what they want, shut down Brooke Henry, who had 20 yesterday. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound is going to be secured by Mackenzie Mühlbach. 15 seconds to go, plenty of time here. Oh, and Kringle came from behind and knocked the ball away from an unsuspecting Cassie Shermer, who had put the ball on top of her head, hands above her head, and two quick ones there on Kringle. And that also is the seventh foul, so that's a one and one for Cassie Shermer. Still just about 13 seconds to go here in the half. Shermer looking for her first point of the ball game. Gets ready to fire the front end of the one and one. High Archer is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Kringle. They don't pull her out with those two fouls. Now the outlet pass is stolen away. Steal made by Muehlbach. 5 seconds. Shermer throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be off the mark, and that is the end of the first half of play. At the end of the first half, your score, the Ravenna Lady Jays 27 and Loop City 12 in the girls' championship of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Loop City.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Loup City and protect what needs protected in your life. A proud supporter of all area high school sports, RAI of Nebraska.
And welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com, where it's time, as always, for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Girls championship game at halftime. Ravenna has been able to hit 6 three-pointers, and they lead Loup City by a score of 27 to 12. Earlier today, the boys' consolation game went to Centura, a low-scoring game. Loup City couldn't get anything going. Centura was a deliberate slowdown game, and they win it 30-28 as Cameron Aitken puts back a Chase Welty miss at the buzzer for the victory, and Centura wins it 30-28. 10 points for Welty and Austin Kasperson. Aitken ended up with 8 points, the game-high 10 rebounds. For Loup City, who also had only 4 players score, Brady Rasmussen had 15, but 13 of those were in the first half. Cole Lambrecht had 9 points and 9 rebounds. Centura boys now 2-6. Loup City boys now 3-6. Centura girls, by the way, lost their first game down at the Orlando tournament at ESPN World 44-34 today to Franklin Road of Tennessee. And so that's their first loss of the year. They'll play a ball club out of New York tomorrow at 1:15, and that is Romulus Central, if we're pronouncing that right. Romulus Central High School out of New York got beat by Hazard, Kentucky, 65-35. And so Centura, I think you got to like that matchup, will be in action tomorrow at 1:15 in an elimination game, not an elimination game, in a consolation game going on down in Orlando, Florida, while they enjoy some of the sights that are going on. Still to come, we have got a boys' championship game that, if it's like it was last year when Overton and Ravenna played in the opening round, should be a dandy. Both teams eventually made it to the state championship game. Overton was the runner-up in D1, and Ravenna won their second straight C2 title. And, of course, with most of the key players back for both of those ball clubs, they started the season ranked number one in C2 for Ravenna and in D1 for Overton. They both lost the game. Now, Ravenna's loss was a six-pointer second weekend of the season at Gretna, who's ranked second in Class B. And just kind of looking at what Gretna's done since then, they remain undefeated at 5-0. The loss for Overton, one of those that kind of got away from them. They were up double digits. I believe it was 17 points on the second night of the season to Loomis and ended up losing that game in overtime. But they've been pretty solid ever since. And that game scheduled to tip off at 6:15. Here on KKPR. Right now, though, it's the girls' halftime. Ravenna 27, Loup City 12. We'll look at the numbers in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First of all, for the Lady Red Raiders of Loup City, Morgan McDonald has 4 points, five rebounds, and one block. Ashley Hull, 1 point, one rebound. Michelle Kringle leads the team with 6 points. She's got five rebounds and two blocks. And Brooke Henry has been held to 1 point and five rebounds. Six rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting for Loup City, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 5 of 8 in the second. So half their points have been from the line. 3 point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first. They've not attempted one in the second. And the turnovers, obviously, the big concern for Loup City, as they always are. 9 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Foul situation, Brooke Henry and Michelle Kringle each have 2. 3 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, and at the half, Loup City 12 points, 16 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 16 turnovers. We'll come back and look at the halftime numbers for the Ravenna Lady Jays after this timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Let's take a look at the first half numbers now for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Again, Coach Thober able to get a whole bunch of girls into the ballgame as usual in a normal rotation. Cassie Schirmer has a rebound. Hunter Hilgey's been shut out inside. Most of the shooting from the outside hasn't scored, has a rebound. Jesse Marvichka, 5 points, a rebound and a block. Elisa Pekka, 5 points, two rebounds. Maggie Matek has 6 points. Gracie McDowell, 2 rebounds. Mackenzie Muehlbach, 3 rebounds. Taylor Hand, 2 rebounds. JC Zorb, 4 points and a team-high 4 rebounds. And Carissa Finke leads the team in scoring with 7 points and 1 rebound. 9 rebounds in the first half, 8 in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 10 in the first quarter and 4 of 9 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 5 in the first and 3 in the second. Foul situation, few girls that have 2, Hunter Hilgey, Gracie McDowell, and JC Zorb. 11 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second, and at the half, the Lady Jays have 27 points, 17 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 6 of 19 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 8 turnovers. At the half of our girls' championship, 4-2 Ravenna, leading 5-3 Loup City by a score of 27-12. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm over business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here. As we start the second half, Loop City basketball set up a good play for Brooke Henry. Heads to the hoop, little contact. Shot's no good, and a jump ball, obviously, on the rebound. That's going to go to Ravenna since Loop City just got the ball as McDonald and Zorb were tied up. So we get to Ravenna's side of the court for the first time here in the second half, and they'll get their offense rolling with the normal five starters. A three-pointer, Matenka, she's hit a couple, can't get that one to go, but Hildry's got the rebound, missed it, got it again, back up, and it finally goes. Hunter Hildry with her first bucket of the ball game, getting her involved inside, 29-12, Ravenna. Loop City to Morgan McDonald, one dribble across the timeline and stops, gives it off to Spilnick. Shelby in the right-hand corner, off her leg and out of bounds. Ravenna would like to get this thing put away here early in the third quarter, if it is not already put away. Loop City just not able to get points because of the pressure as Hildy's at the free throw line, kicks it back to the right side, looking for a three, passing it up. Marvichka, Mateka drives, nobody gets in her way, and she puts a seven-footer off the glass and in. 8 points for Maggie Mateka. Had a quick start here in the second half for Ravenna. Forcing a turnover, hitting a couple of buckets. It's 31-12. Brooke Henry guarded there by Taylor Hand. Stop the circle, gives it to Ashley Hall. The lane's open, so she drives, puts it up, won't go. And Hildy grabs the rebound. Hunter hands it off, middle of the floor. Here comes Matenka to Taylor Hand. Baseline jumper, no good. And Brooke Henry going to be late getting to the ball and is over the back of J.C. Zorb. And that is the third personal foul on Brooke. First foul of the half on either team. And it'll be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop with Marvichka to throw it in. Jesse has to go to the outside. Mateka fakes the three, drives in, partially blocked by Hall. Picked back up, though, and scored by Hunter Hildry. Ball deflected to Hunter, and she's got her second bucket. And the lead just continues to grow at the other end, Loop City Walk. They break that press and then try to find out where the hoop is. And that time ended up walking with the basketball, the 18th turnover in the game here for Loop City. Ravenna with it. Right wing Marvichka gets it down the low block. Kilji cut off there by Hall. Back out top in this zone. Again, Ravenna shooting a lot of threes against it. Marvichka will take another one. It's no good. Off it. Rebound. Zorb back up and in. Now in the first half, Loop City was getting the rebounds. And here in the second half so far, first couple of minutes, Ravenna's already got three or four offensive rebounds. Here's Brooke Henry to the baseline, runs into Marvichka, and as she puts the shot up, a foul going to be called on Hunter Hildry, reaching in to block it, and that's going to be her third. So the third foul on Hildry, and Henry will go to the line where she's one of two for her only point so far in the ballgame. Free throw is good. Classic Hits 98.9, World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Glad you're along with us on this Tuesday as Gracie McDowell comes into the ball game for the Lady Jays. Second free throw now by Henry is on the way, and that one will not fall, and McDowell will get right in there and get the rebound. Up the floor quickly, Taylor hands open, long pass Mateka. Mateka got it to her, but Hand missed the shot. Now Taylor got the rebound and gets out of there, and they'll set up their offense. Marvichka right wing back up to the key. Play and catch over there with Mateka. Now back to Jesse for the three. That one is short. Running down the rebound is going to be nobody. It goes out of bounds off Loop City. Oh, now they changed their mind. Yeah, thought that should have been Loop City basketball. Michelle Kringle made a nice play there, throwing it off the foot of a Ravenna defender. Spilnick to throw it in. Ravenna pressing here. Up 22. Henry trying to clear some space here. Get away from Taylor Hand. And now we've got a foul on Taylor Hand, I guess. Bouncing around a little too much there. Taylor with her second personal foul. And the second foul of the half here on the Lady Jays. Ball at midcourt. They'll get it into Morgan McDonald. Knocked out of her hands. Try again. And again, when you rotate in 10 girls, and that's what Coach Dover is going to do, it's not like you can clear your bench and bring in second teamers because he's got 10 girls that are going to stay out there and stay after you and take advantage of their minutes while they're in. Here's the pass that's taken away. stolen by Mateka, coast to coast, and it's blocked out of bounds by Michelle Kringle. Good hustle back by Kringle to get her third block. 35-13, your score, and here comes a fresh set of four for Ravenna. Finke, Pekka, Mielbach, Zorb, and Mateka stays in. It's usually all charted up there for Coach Thorber before every game, how he's going to trade them in and out. And the inbounds pass here by Pekka, deflected out of bounds. Spilled it, got in front as they tried to go to the backside to Finke. So they'll move from one side of the hoop to the other side, this time from the left side of the lane. And it'll be thrown in by Pekka, and a long three. Mateka is right through there. Nothing but net for Maggie Mateka. Her third three, she's got 11 points. 38-13, and Loup City's yet to find a field goal here in the second half. We're 3 minutes in. And a timeout going to be called by Loup City. It's a 30-second timeout with 4:59 to go in the third quarter of play. It's all Ravenna right now, 38-13.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. A great start to the second half by Ravenna. They have went on an 11-1 run and taken the lead out to 25-38-13. And it'll be Loup City ball underneath their own hoop. They got McDonald open on the back side, but she takes it right into the hand there of Lisa Pekka, who blocks it, and then it goes out of bounds off a Loup City leg. And back over to the Blue Jays. Total control here for Ravenna. These teams play again back here in Ravenna on the 21st as part of a doubleheader. Three-pointer Pekka is going to be short. Long, long rebound all the way out to the top of the circle. Mateka will run it down. Back over to Pekka. Fakes the three. Now comes to the right baseline. The jumper from 10, no good. Loup City scared to get a rebound right now. And another offensive rebound by Maggie Mateka. And she'll put it back up and in. Mateka was 7 here in this quarter. Kringle brings the ball up the floor for Loup City, gets it to McDonald underneath, and there's a reach-in foul on Mateka getting back her first, third on the team. Actually saw a couple of Loup City players duck out of the way of the basketball on that last missed shot from Ravenna, trying to avoid getting hit. Got to get the hands up and grab those like they had been earlier. McDonald on the inbounds, has it in the right-hand corner, being pestered there by Marvichka. And a travel eventually will be called. Number 20 in the turnover department here for the Lady Red Raiders. Don't forget college football on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550 here at the bottom of the hour. As Finke fires the three, it's no good. Offensive rebound gets to Pekka. Her shot's going to be blocked by McDonald and taken away by Loup City. Finally, Brooke Henry gets her hand on it. Finke on her. Henry will fire it across the timeline. Get it off to Shelby Spilnick. Back out between the circles to Kringle. Trying to open that lane up a little bit. There's McDonald again down on the low post. And too many dribbles knocked the lane out of bounds. McDonald's 7 feet away, trying to get 5 feet away. And that's a couple of times here that the ball has been knocked out, and they'll have to do it all over again. Loup City slowing down here a little bit, running out of gas. You can tell the way they're moving out there on the floor, just slow to kind of get to everything. And, of course, now that they're down 40-13, it's tough to get pepped up again. But 5-3, I'm sure Coach Hartle was hoping for a little bit better effort, closer game here, and they turn it over on the inbounds pass. Finke steps in front and makes the steal. Up the floor it comes. Finke gives it off to Marvichka. Wide open, passes on the three. They'll reverse it over to Mielbach, who has a little 7-footer that won't go, and the rebound tipped out to Brooke Henry, who just throws the outlet pass, and there's nothing but Ravenna players there, and it's taken right back to Finke, 4-3. That one is no good. Comes right back out to her. She'll pass it to Marvichka for three. That's no good. And another offensive rebound to Zorb out to Pekka, and she'll put up the short jumper and score. Well, Ravenna just killing them on the offensive boards right now, and a carry called on Loop City. And I imagine it won't be long before Ravenna takes the press off. Because Loop City, this isn't any fun for anybody right now. After playing a little bit better this season, they run into a real true test here and haven't had much luck. Their three losses this year for Loop City come to Gibbon, Kennesaw, and St. Paul as the three-pointer is taken on the outside. No good. Offensive back up and in for Hunter Hilge, and she is fouled with a chance to go for a three-point play. All six of her points here in this quarter. Foul is going to be called on Morgan McDonald. That'll be her second. And the free throw is up and in. So Hilge completes the three-point play, 45-13. Ravenna with the commanding lead here. And we've still got 2:40 to go in quarter number three, and an over and back on Loop City as they're pressured right at midcourt. Basketball goes back over to the Blue Jays, and they'll swing it over for another open three. Matenka fires this one. It's going to come up short. And the rebound to Abby Rademacher, who has re-entered the basketball game for the first time this half. Trying to go fast break at the other end. Ooh, Kringle and Hilge get tied up at the other end. And Hilge hits the ground kind of hard, might have bonked her head on the floor. And a foul, I think, is going to be called on Michelle Kringle, who, out of frustration, was trying to jerk her arm free. And it was being held on a little tighter than she thought, and Hilge hits the deck. And that'll be the third foul on Michelle Kringle, as you see a little frustration setting in. So Hilge will get up and come off the floor with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. After this, Ravenna will be on the road on the 6th and 7th at Donovan Trumbull and at Wood River. Then they have a home game against Litchfield. They won't be tested again, really, until January the 11th at Minden. Although Wood River, the record's not great. They might have a chance to push Ravenna a little bit. That's a team that might be a thorn in their side coming out of the New Year's break. Skip pass over to Taylor Hand. Back up top they go to Matenka. Swings it to Marvichka. Fakes the three. Kringle comes flying at her. They try to get it inside. Good defensive play. Morgan McDonald steps in front, makes the steal. Ravenna's first turnover of the half. To the other end, Shelby Spilnick attacks the hoop. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. And we haven't heard much at all offensively from Shelby in today's basketball game. Yesterday, she had 12 rebounds, only 2 points, but 12 rebounds. The foul on McDowell is her third, and the first free throw is short. No good. Loop City just 1 point here in this third quarter. After tonight for Loop City, they have three straight road games, Palmer, Adams Central, and Shelton, starting on the fourth. Second free throw is up and in, so Spilnick gets her first point, 45-14 Ravenna. Don't forget the battle of number ones in the boys' championship should be the highlight of the day. Ravenna topped in C2, Overton tops in D1. Scheduled to tip at 6:15. Blue Jays move the ball around the perimeter with a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. They square, they look, they pass. Maybe looking for the perfect shot right now. Ravenna has shot a ton of three-pointers. I've got them for 29. As the shot goes up, no good. Rebound brought down by Spilnick, and that's her first rebound. Up the floor she goes to McDonald. She's going to fire up a three off the glass. It is no good. Long rebound. Trying to be pulled down by Rademacher, but walked with it, so it will be Ravenna basketball. Back in, Shermer, along with Pekka and also Finsky after a short rest. On the other side, Brooke Henry will re-enter for the Red Raiders. Well, with a minute eight to go here in quarter number three. Throw the ball in, it'll be J.C. Zorn. Gets it to Shermer. Shermer brings it between the circles. Swings it left side to Fink. Back up top. Playing a little catch with Shermer. Minute to go. In the left-hand corner, Pekka, three-pointer up and in. Oh, Lisa Pekka with her second three. She's got 10 points in the ball game, and as a team, Ravenna now 8-for-30 from three-point land. 33's in the ball game. Right side they go. Baseline, needing a shot, Spilnick decides to fire up, no good. Backside rebound, pulled down by Elisa Pekka, and Loop City reaches in and commits the foul. Going to be on Spilnick. That'll be her first, and the team's fourth. Team fouls are even at four apiece. And between the circles it goes. Swings it over to the left side. Finke back up between the circles into the hands of Shermer. Maybe get the last shot. Instead, Finke lowers her shoulder, drives into a pack of Red Raiders, and is fouled. So some free throws coming up here for Carissa Finke. As we mentioned, college football about ready to get going here at the bottom of the hour on ESPN 1460 and 1550. West Virginia taking on North Carolina State at 5:30, and at 9, Iowa and Missouri. The foul is on Brooke Henry, her fourth. And Finke will put the free throw up and in, her first point of the half, and she has got 8 in the ball game. Second free throw now, up and in. So Finke hits them both, 50-14 Ravenna, 15 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Across the timeline with it, Bander over to Rademacher, 10 seconds. Top of the circle, knocked away, ball loose, still fighting for it. Still bouncing around. We'll get a jump with 3 seconds. Arrow points the way of Loop City, so at least they'll have it in the front court with an opportunity to throw one towards the rim. Sarah Bander to throw it in. Also in there is Alexa Gock. Blue Jays bring in Kaylin Bassnett. They get it up top to Kringle. Her long three is no good at the end of the third quarter of play. A rough one for Loop City. And they got smashed here in the second quarter as Ravenna outscores them 23-2. At the end of three, 50-14 Ravenna on Classic Hits.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Joe's Market in Loop City is proud to support the area athletes.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from Certified Techs, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And Ravenna will get the ball to start the fourth quarter here on KKPR, and again, a mixture of players out there, but the starters will start the fourth quarter for Ravenna. It's their only game of the holiday break, so want to make sure they get a few more minutes. Inside to Marvichka, nowhere to go, nothing to do in that paint for Ravenna. It's either offensive putbacks or jumpers from the outside, and Marvichka is going to hit a little 10-footer here. Jesse with her first points of the second half, and she's got 7. Ravenna's led by Maggie Matenka with 13, 10 for Elisa Peck in her first game back, 9 for Carissa Finke, 7 for Hunter Hilgey all in that quarter. Loop City gets the ball to Ashley Hall. Her turnaround jumper rattles out, no good. Rebound to Hunter Hilgey, and she can't get out of there cleanly. They're going to call her for a walk. Just the second turnover of the half for the Jays, 10th of the game. Loop City had 9 more in the third quarter. They've got 25 for the game. Michelle Kringle, 6 points all in the first half. Leader for Loop City in scoring. They only have 14. The inbounds pass stolen away. Mateka has it, goes all the way for an uncontested layup, and scores. 15 for Maggie Mateka. And it's 54-14. Up the floor, Red Raiders. Abby Rademacher comes to the baseline, looks to throw it in to Hall, but it's going to be tipped and knocked away by Marvichka. Out of bounds to Ravenna. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it's the Visco Sports postgame show. We'll have the final stats and then get you ready for that battle of number ones at 6:15 in our boys' championship game between Ravenna and Overton. Ravenna number one in C2, Overton number one in D2. Here the ball gets on the low block to Hunter Hilgey. She can't finish. The rebound brought down by Zorb. I've got her for 9 boards in the game. Over to Marvichka for another 3, and it's going to be out of bounds. It hit the rim and went over the backboard. Right now, Ravenna is 8 of 31 from three-point land. And 8 of the 14 points by Loup City have been scored from the free throw line. So a dominating defensive performance here this afternoon by Ravenna. Michelle Kringle well out on the right side, takes a dribble to the three-point line, gives it off to Brooke Henry. Henry trying to back her way in through the double team, and she's going to be fouled. Mateka and Hand were in on the defensive double team, and the foul's going to be on Maggie Mateka. Her second. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece. Not on the shot, so Loup City will take it out on their own baseline. Shelby Spilnick to throw it in. Kicks it out on the wing to Kringle. Kringle puts it on the floor. Gets a jump shot that won't go, but at least it was a shot. And over the back, going to be called on Ashley Hall as Zor pulls down her 10th rebound of the ball game. Second rebound on Hall. 6:10 to go in the basketball game. And it will be Ravenna working it down low, kicking it back out. Just quick ball movement. Marvichka thought about the three. Kringle over there in time to make her change her mind. Up to Mateka. Stand on the right side of the key. Ravenna would just like to run some time. Nobody wants to see any more fouls because this one is well over to Hilge down low. Got underneath the hole and put it up and in. So I'm sure one of the things that Coach Dover wanted his team to do in the second half was get Hilge involved a little more, and she has been. She had no points, one rebound in the first half, 9 points, five rebounds in the second half. Left elbow with it is going to be Hull. Gives it off to Kringle. And a foul going to be called. It's going to be on Maggie Mateka, her third. Team fouls now even at 6 apiece. And it will be Loup City's Shelby Spilnick to throw it into McDonald. Catching a quick shot, no good. Rebound, Hall put it back up. It's no good. And it's going to be Maggie Mateka to come out of there with it. Again, we have played nearly 11 minutes of the second half, and Loup City does not have a field goal. They have two free throws, and that is it. Ball kicked around after the Ravenna miss. It's going to go out of bounds to Loup City. And with it is Brooke Henry. Henry, just 2 points after getting 20 yesterday. Of course, nobody having a stellar day here for the Red Raiders. They hand it to Brooke. She comes to the baseline, trying to stay away from the three players, steps out of bounds. And right back over to Ravenna. J.C. Zorm gives it off to Maggie Mateka, who brings it across the timeline. Swings it to Taylor Hand. Hand against the 2-3 zone. Into the paint, Jesse Marvichka makes a good backdoor bounce pass to Hilge, who lays it up and in. Hunter Hilge, nice move and a great pass there to slap that ball through the defense. Still backcourt pressure here for Ravenna for some reason in a 44-point ball game, and it results in a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Loup City, and here comes five new ones for Ravenna. We've seen them all before. Cassie Shermer. Also, Pekka and Muehlbach and McDowell and Finke. Misco Sports postgame show when we're all done. We still have 4.5 to go here as McDonald catches it, drives into the left elbow, back out Henry. Brooke for three, finally gets one to go. Brooke's first field goal, finally got a chance just to take a shot. And the first field goal of the entire half for Loup City comes at the 4:25 mark of the fourth quarter. 58-17, now Ravenna turns it over. Loup City gets it to Henry. She drives, she shoots, she scores, and she's fouled. So just like that, Brooke Henry starts a scoring explosion here for Loup City, 58-19. 6 points if she can make this one here. And the free throw is up and in. So you never know, 14 points in 3.5 quarters, and you get 6 points in 30 seconds, or even less than that, 58-20, and Henry now has 8 points. 4 minutes to go. Shermer gives it to Finke, who's wide open. She'll shoot the three from the top of the circle. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Muehlbach, her fourth. Driving in, Pekka. She gets fouled, goes to the floor, and the shot no good. Rebound is on Michelle Kringle. That'll be her fourth. And two free throws coming up now for Pekka, who is seeing her first action of this season. Probably will work her way into that starting lineup, although on this Ravenna team as much as any. It doesn't even matter if you start. You're going to see as many minutes as everybody else as the free throw hits the rim and falls in. And the second free throw up and short. Rebound to Michelle Kringle, her seventh for Loup City. 59-20, Ravenna in the girls' championship game of our Ravenna Holiday Tournament. 3:45 to go in the game. McDonald on the left wing against that tight man-to-man of the Blue Jays. Works off a pick, tries to get a shot. It's going to be partially deflected out of bounds and stay with Loup City. And the Red Raiders going to go a little deeper on their bench. Kushak and Gok will come into the ball game. And Loup City will take it out underneath their own hoop. Brooke Henry tries to go backdoor to Kringle, who made a good cut, but she threw it behind her. And out of bounds it goes. So in was Kyla Kushak and Alexa Gok. And they were not involved on that play, but it was turned over, and Ravenna will have it. Into the front court they go. Shermer at the top of the circle. Play and catch with Pekka on the right side of the key. Now they'll reverse it over to Finke. Finke gets by one player, and Hall will block her shot as she attempts to score. That'll be the seventh block for Loup City and the second for Hall. Ravenna to take it out underneath their own hoop. Pekka to throw it in to Finke. Tries to get it out top. Gok deflects it, but Shermer runs down the loose ball in the backcourt, and they'll try it again. Working around that zone. Henry comes out. So Pekka drives, kicks it up top. Another three. Finke is up and in. Carissa Finke will get her third three of the ball game. She's got 12 points. And that is the 33rd three attempted here this afternoon by Ravenna, the ninth one that the Jays have made. Little give and go up top. Gok's going to try a top of the key three. It won't go. Rebound Kringle. She puts up a fadeaway, fall away shot that won't go, and Muehlbach picks it up. Ravenna continues to run. Now Shermer for three. Everybody firing right now with this game well under control. And the loose ball is picked up by Brooke Henry, her seventh rebound. 2.5 to go, 62-20 for Ravenna. It was 11-3 after one, 27-12 at half, and then a 23-2 run in the third quarter as Henry tries to work her way to the hoop. We're going to get a foul called. The Blue Jays. Free throws coming up for Brooke Henry. The foul on Cassie Shermer will be her second. And now coming into the ball game for Ravenna is going to be number 40, Kenton Bassnett, as the free throw is up and no good. Rebound brought down by McDowell. She turned to throw the ball, and there was nobody to throw it to and end up walking with it. So that'll give it right back over. Right back over to Loup City. Kind of looked like the old man right there. Turned around, didn't know what he was doing. And the inbound pass, the jump ball. First time I've seen her confused. I've seen Dad confused a whole lot. On the jump ball, it's going to be over to Ravenna with 2:05 to go. And ball back up to Shermer. 2 minutes left as we play out the string here in this championship game that was Ravenna from start to finish. Pass net in the left-hand corner. Over to the left wing. Back up between the circles. Swings it right side. Also in there is Liz Dynas to Shermer. Back to Baznet. Into the paint. Trying to find a shot is Muehlbach. Now makes a nice spin move but missed the shot. She wanted to pass it. There was nobody there, so she put it on the floor. Went right by a defender but couldn't finish. And Ashley Hall will get the rebound. Henry swings it over to Kyla Kushak. Ball is going to be kicked, and they'll sub some more players back in. Loup City will bring Brady Hill in. Also checking in is Drew McCarville, and Shelby Spilnick comes back in. Loup City ball underneath their own hoop. Also Bander comes back in. Gives it off to Spilnick. Spilnick, couple of dribbles. Now needs some help. Ball deflected away. Bassnett can't quite get it. Picked up there by Kushak. In the paint, they'll swing it out. McCarville knocked away Bander. And now down low McCarville. Short jumper off the iron, no good. Ball is deflected out of bounds, and it stays with Loup City. with 1 minute to go. Our Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, so keep it here. Then we'll have a little time ready for the boys' varsity game, 1-1, Overton and Ravenna. Down low, they'll get it. He'll kick it back out top. Now the ball deflected away by Bassnett. Kalen goes the other end, and a layup, good. Kalen Bassnett with a nice steal and score for her first bucket of the ball game, and it is 64-20. Bassnett, just a freshman, getting rare varsity action, but able to do the job there. With 30 seconds left, it'll be Loop City with a basketball. Kushak needing some help. Fieldbach knocks the ball away. Ravenna led in scoring by Maggie Patenka with 15 points, but a lot of kids right around that double-figure mark. And you can tell in practice it must be quite the scene for Ravenna because all those girls continuing to hustle. Fifteen seconds remaining in the ball game. Loop City dribbling out some clock. Get it into the corner to Hill. Brady needs somebody to give it to. Throws it back out on the right wing to Spilnick. 7 seconds. Let's see if Loop City can get a shot away. Spilnick going to fire one up. It's off the mark. And that is the end of this basketball game with the final score. Ravenna 64, Loop City 20. We're back in a minute with the Misco Sports postgame show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Loup City and protect what needs protected in your life. A proud supporter of all area high school sports, RAI of Nebraska.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Misco Sports, get your game on. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco's of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week. Wishing you a happy new year. Thanking you for your business in 2010. They'll continue to serve you in 2011. For Loup City, their final numbers for the ladies. Morgan McDonald, 4 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Shelby Spilnick had 1 point, 1 rebound. Ashley Hall, 1 point, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. Michelle Kringle, 6 points, a team high, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. Abby Rademacher, 1 rebound. And Brooke Henry, 8 points, 7 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half and 3 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 16 in the first half, 14 in the second half. Loup City had 12 points at halftime, managed only 8 in the second half. The Lady Red Raiders, 20 points, 26 rebounds. 9 out of 15 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 7 block shots. With 30 turnovers, Loup City falls to 5-4 and next plays on January the 4th at Palmer. We'll be back and look at Ravenna's numbers in a minute on Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, everybody getting involved for Ravenna. Not necessarily everybody scoring, but here are the numbers. Cassie Schirmer had one rebound. Hunter Hilge, 11 points all of the second half. She had six rebounds. Jesse Marvichka had 7 points, one rebound, and a block. Elisa Pekka had 11 points, four rebounds, and a block. Maggie Mateka was the leading scorer of the four players in double figures. She had 15 points, three rebounds, hit three threes. Gracie McDowell, five rebounds. Mackenzie Muehlbach, five rebounds. Taylor Hand, three rebounds. JC Zorba, solid game, 6 points, a game-high 10 rebounds. Kaylin Bassnett had 2 points, and Carissa Finke, 12 points and two rebounds. 17 rebounds in the first half, 23 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting this afternoon for Ravenna. They were 6 of 19 in the first half and 3 of 15 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 4 in the second half. Ravenna had 27 points at halftime. They scored 37 in the second half, and the Lady Jays finished with 64 points, 40 rebounds, 7 out of 9 at the free throw line, 9 of 34 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 12 turnovers as the Lady Jays improved to 5-2 on the season with an easy 64-20 win over Loop City to claim yet another holiday tournament championship. And up next for the Ravenna Lady Jays, they will be in action on the road January 6th and 7th at Donovan Trumbull and at Wood River. Then they play a third game in 3 nights. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday when they host Litchfield on the 8th. Earlier today, Centura boys beat Loop City 30-28 in the consolation. And now we get ready for the boys' championship game. Should be the highlight. If it lives up to the billing, it will be the highlight of the week. You've got the top-ranked team in C2, Ravenna, against the top-ranked team in D1, Overton. Last year they played in this holiday tournament. It was a barn burner to the final horn. Ravenna ended up winning it by 3, and both went on to the state finals, where Ravenna won back-to-back championships, and Overton finished as the runner-up in D1. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks, downtown Kearney Center. All Husker apparel right now is 20% off. Just got a new shipment of dumbbells in. If you're getting ready to work out in the new year, check them out at Misco Sports on the downtown Kearney Center. Final score, 64-20. Ravenna wins the girls' championship. We'll be back in just about 30 minutes with the boys' championship. And don't forget college football action on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Just getting underway. They're 2 minutes in. West Virginia and North Carolina State scoreless. That'll be followed by Missouri and Iowa tonight at 9 o'clock. For our producer engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Keep it here. More basketball and a great one. Come over if you can. Overton and Ravenna boys coming up in a half hour.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.